Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks Podcast on KMBZ.
When youth will pass away, what do they say about me?
When the end comes, I know it was just a gigolo. Life goes on without me, cause.
That was so fun when that song came out in the 80s. We were so astonished, weren't we?
It was so good.
Why were we astonished?
Well, it was just so different.
It was very different.
I mean, it was a cover of a song from decades prior.
Remember he goes, Bosley, Bosley, bop,
zitty bop.
It's going to be in my head all day. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome. You're very welcome.
I ain't got nobody.
We have an update on the next Star Wars film. It's going to be called Star Wars Starfighter.
Okay.
Ryan Gosling is going to star in it.
Oh, maybe.
Oscar-nominated actor Ryan Gosling has confirmed he will star in a new Star Wars film. Sean Levy is directing. He did Deadpool and Wolverine, also Stranger Things. We do not have a release date. Yes, we do. I'm sorry. May 28th, 2027.
Do they say if it's going to be the exact same storyline as...
So this will, in essence, be Star Wars Episode 10, but it's called Star Wars Starfighter.
Right, but just like, what was it, 6 was very similar to 4.
Let's not go there.
By the way, if you go to play Star Wars theme music on Spotify, instead of the typical
John Williams
bar where they show you where you are in the song, it's a lightsaber.
Oh.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
That's kind of cool.
It's pretty sweet.
It takes place 5 years after... The Rise of Skywalker, which is Episode 9.
Okay.
Can't they just order them in some sort of numeric pattern that makes sense to the rest of us?
Yeah.
Makes perfect sense to me. Yeah, so far it's 1 through 9. What's the problem?
Okay.
Then they've got a couple mingled in there, like Rogue One, which took place between 3 and 4.
Mm-hmm. What comes after 1?
2.
And then after that?
3.
Okay.
So it's in a numerical order.
No, it is not.
Kind of like Led Zeppelin albums.
Because you have said to me before, well, 4, but don't think about 4 because 4 is before 1.
No,
none of it makes sense to me.
4 was released before 1, but it takes place after 3.
Mm-hmm. Timeline of the story versus release date.
Yeah.
Got it.
So they went 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, 7, 8, 9.
Now there's going to be 10.
Okay.
And they threw in there a little bit of... Obi-Wan, they threw in some Rogue One, they threw in Solo, which takes place between 3 and 4, also, kind of like Rogue One.
Easy to understand.
Yeah, it's parallel to Rogue One. But
I'm just hoping in 10, episode 10.
Yeah, Starfighter.
Starfighter that they, you know, oh, look, another Death Star.
Ooh. Dana, what are you shopping for on Macy's over there?
Houses.
Oh.
Are you really?
Yeah.
They sell those.
What are you looking at?
Well, we have decided, based on many fabulous suggestions from our listeners.
To hire a...
Yes, Dan. Yes, we're just throwing in the towel.
A life coach?
No.
An architect?
We are throwing in the towel, and we are going to actually do things correctly because of math and such.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, we would prefer that you remain alive. And a house collapsed on top of you is not how we get
it's not
that
good
done.
For the show.
It's not conducive to living, really. So, yeah. But so, I want to thank everybody who weighed in.
So what have you decided?
Well,
you're going to buy existing.
Yeah. You can buy actual house plans when one goes to build that are already, like, the math's already
you
done.
You just need to find more of the house plans that might. You
the
need
number
to
of electrical outlets, let's say, are included, and you don't have to just... ask me, and then my head explodes because I didn't know we had to come up with that number. You just buy it. It's already out there.
Instead of going to Pinterest, you can actually go somewhere and go through dozens and dozens of house plans.
And Scott, by the way, to buy the plans that come with everything already, like this is the plan, and then you hand that over to a builder and they do it, is between $1,000 and $3,000 for those plants.
Woof. And you fold it into the cost of the house.
So the idea that I had to sketch something out on a napkin that I saw on Pinterest is apparently not enough when the actual building takes place.
Because it's a good start.
Yeah. No, it's how you start.
Yeah, it's how you start.
I bet every architect started that way.
That's right.
But here's the important thing. You've got to factor in things like in the master or primary bedroom.
Yeah.
Let's say you have two windows, right? You're going to put the bed, the primary bed.
Right.
Between the windows.
Yeah.
You're going to need outlets underneath each window for things like lamps.
Right.
Clocks.
Lamps don't light themselves.
Chargers.
Do you want a ceiling fan?
Closets,
walk-in
closets.
That makes my head hurt. So yeah, it's already out there. You can buy them, and people that have built houses before are probably screaming, yes, you just had to Google
that. And you
got
to figure out how many bedrooms you want to have for your visiting children and their children, which, you know, isn't going to be that long from now, right? I mean, they're already in their 20s, right?
Watch your mouth, Dan.
You don't want to be a grandma?
I do want to be a grandma. No, but first
you already
of all,
are, according to the guy in Vegas.
First of all, the name would not be Grandma.
It will be if that's what the kids call you.
What's wrong with Grandma?
I don't know. My mother was Ma. I kind of want to be Ma.
Oh, here we go again.
I'm just saying.
How about Meemaw?
No, I love Meemaw for if that's your thing, but I am not a Meemaw.
You are so vain.
Or a grandma. Nani, you or a no-no.
You can't be called Grandma, which Gamma is to Dana. Say the mother of my mother.
I feel like, you know, I'm just at the very beginning of my journey of the oven shutting down.
But you're so grand.
And
how about Sam? Grandmama?
Grandmama.
You know what I hope for Dana? And I'm being serious for a second. I hope she lives long enough to be a great grandma.
Oh, yeah.
A Gigi?
Yes.
Yes.
I mean, can you imagine how old she's going to feel when she sees her grandchildren having children?
Yeah.
She'll still look great, so.
Thank you, Dan.
She'll look impeccable.
Mm-hmm.
But
as a great grandmama.
Yes.
It has to be said like that, too. Grandmama.
Mama.
Grandmama.
Going to be walking around everywhere with the no-no locked and loaded.
The no-no locked.
Do you know how many people have asked me about that thing?
Do you still have it?
Do I still have it? I carry it with me everywhere I go. I think today it's in my makeup bag in the car. Yeah, it's in my makeup bag. But, you know, you never know when you got to pull that thing out and, you know, do the deal.
You shaved it off the other day and you were still pulling off.
It's coming back. Here's the deal.
It's not.
So many women have asked me about that little lipstick-sized thing that bzz, bzz, bzz.
Yeah, it's a razor.
My mom has... No, it is not. My mom has always called it a no-no. And so...
It's an electric razor.
It's not. When I found it... Electric razors are for men. The no-no is a discreet styling tool for women. And so I put it out there on Facebook, me doing the deal right here under my chin.
Yeah.
And all these women are like, I went down a rabbit hole for an hour trying to find the no-no. And we cannot find the no-no. I texted my mother and I go, is it possible that that's not what this is called?
No, it's called a no-no.
I thought it was. And multiple women, Scott, online were saying, where did you get it? Where did you get it? I'm like, oh, I don't know. My mom got it. She calls it a no-no.
It's the no-no hair removal.
Did you find it?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Officialnono.com.
Now, the no-no in particular is not shaped like a lipstick tube. It is more rectangular. But yes, that you have a...
Looks like an old flip phone.
Different version.
Okay.
Amazon, eBay.
It looks like an electric razor for women who have beards.
It does come with guards for trimming at different lengths.
Mine is very small because I just have the one hair like that constantly grows back like a weed under my chin.
Maybe you want some 5 o'clock shadow.
Boy, these things are not cheap.
You know, my mother has always said to me, Dana, you know, if I'm ever in a coma lying in the hospital, you've got to come shave me. I swear to God, Scott, she says that all the time.
Wow, these are not cheap.
Oh.
The no-no is proud of itself.
We ought to call her and ask her about it because I'm telling you, Scott, that has been passed down to me and it's one of my favorite heirlooms.
Welcome to ladies' health and beauty products. They're expensive.
Dang.
It's the pink tax. We've talked about that before on this program. You could get a man razor and it's probably a third of the price, but you package it like a lipstick tube and you slap a label on it for women and all of a sudden it's $70.
No, I don't dispute that.
Yeah. $30 for a razor with different guards.
They have an Easter sale going on this weekend. I'm not kidding you.
Nothing quite says, let's celebrate Jesus.
Jesus has risen.
Like shave buying it off for a no-no for
your... I mean, think about giving that as a gift to a lady.
Happy
in your
Easter.
Life.
You have hair on your face. Doesn't belong there.
Is this a suggestion? Thank you for the gift.
Got some peeps here.
I'm stealing Sam's joke. Your hair is resurrecting again. It's time to say no, no.
Well, after 3 days, right?
Every three days, you need that
chin hair resurrected again?
3 days later. Unbelievable.
It's like a miracle.
They're ascending.
It's like a miracle. Yeah, we can do a tow truck update.
We've done this story every day all week because the people involved are so horrible. We have another additional charges story in the stack against a tow truck driver.
Now, is this with Metro Tow?
Yes, Scott.
Okay.
They have not specified that this individual was driving a Metro Tow truck, nor do they work for Metro Tow. However, where this happened could draw the conclusion that they are affiliated with Metro Tow.
It ain't a leap, Sam. Listen to this story. God, what dolts work over there. Days after criminal charges were announced in two separate counties against a Kansas City towing company, a man is facing harassment charges for allegedly blocking two journalists in their car at the company's tow lot. Enter now a third actor, 44-year-old James Basham, charged with felony harassment in Jackson County Court. The charges follow an incident Tuesday afternoon at Metro Tow. Guess why the reporters were at Metro Tow?
I know.
Favorite student in the front.
Is it because mom and son have been criminally charged with towing people's cars that they didn't have the right to tow, allegedly?
And then maybe even
selling them?
It is 18 felony charges. Yes, my favorite student.
Ooh, 18
felony charges.
Yeah, 9 in Jackson, 9 in Platt.
To predatory towing, car theft, forgery, the list goes on. And now we are adding harassment. According to court documents, a news reporter and photog emailed KCPD explaining, "We are trapped in our car by multiple tow trucks."
Oh, you're telling me that journalists have phone numbers to police officers?
Yeah.
Super odd.
That's weird.
Do you understand what I'm saying, Scott? The tow trucks boxed in the reporter.
They parked on the street right outside of the old Metro Tow lot, and I believe it was two tow trucks. One pulled
four,
up.
Sam.
Oh. They Why is there only one driver charged?
On the east side of Agnes Road, when four tow trucks arrived and arranged themselves around the car, blocking the reporters from the front, left, and back. Do you know what else reporters have?
Cameras.
Yeah, Scott. They were with a photog.
It's almost like they're good at telling stories.
Huh.
And photog stands for photo.
And being able to tell that story to hundreds of thousands of people at night.
Really?
Basham, who is now charged, later confirmed to detectives that, yes, he had been driving one of the trucks involved in the incident. After the reporter's car was trapped, he allegedly walked around the parked cars to the side of the Metro Tow building while staring at the journalists.
That's called intimidation.
I would freak out. Listen to this. One of the journalists involved in the incident told responding officers she contacted KCPD because, quote, she was afraid of what the tow truck drivers might do since there was no way to escape.
I'm being serious on this question. Your boss and their business are probably going south real quick. You would agree with that?
Is the prison south?
Well, I don't know, but you get my point.
Allegedly.
The business is likely to go out of business.
Yes, okay. And thank God.
Yes, I agree with you. Why would you stay loyal to them to the point where you're intimidating and dare I say, you can make the argument for kidnapping?
I don't disagree because they were held against their will until police arrived, number one. Number two, I can't believe there are still four tow truck drivers affiliated.
Who are willing to stay loyal.
Mom and son were in jail, and if they got out, they were rearrested because of the charges that were added in Platt,
right.
Correct?
Yes.
And now you are displaying the same behavior in harassing the reporter and the photographer that so many customers, dare I call them that, so many people who had their cars ripped out from under them by this company reported harassing, bullying,
yep.
and extremely vile behavior.
So why would you stay loyal to a company run by a mom and son that is likely to go out of business very soon?
From a practical standpoint, Scott, from a practical standpoint, there are so many charges now in two different counties. I don't know how you continue operating a business. Because they also have to be licensed with the cities and the counties.
And why have those licenses not been pulled?
Bingo. Sam, you said the other day it was the state that had to pull the license.
I thought I saw a line in the story that the police said it was up to the state.
And I swear I saw another story that said the city and or the state had the authority to pull the license. Now, I may have misread that. But I thought the city also had the ability, if necessary, to pull a tow company's
because
license.
Because Eric Zahn, the Platt County prosecutor, told us yesterday, and go back and find it if you want. It was in the 3 o'clock hour that we had him on yesterday. He said that in Platt, they did have a license to operate. They had one in Platt. I don't know in Jackson if they were licensed. In Platt, they were.
Telephone number here is 913-586-7798. 586-7798. Don't forget, we have Festivus Friday. The airing of the grievances coming your way right after the 5 o'clock news. That is brought to you by Q39. Get your Q fixed today at Q39KC.com. So Dana has found the video from Channel 5, and we'll see if we can play this here in just a moment.
I would have been scared to death.
It looks like raw video of whomever is in the Channel 5 van filming as four tow trucks. And Channel 5 was out at Metro Tow because the owner and the mom have been charged with counts in Jackson County, also in Platt County. We interviewed Eric Zahn, the Platt County prosecutor, yesterday. They are trying to find as many potential victims of this alleged scam as possible. And yesterday, Channel 5 is outside of Metro Tow, and they're getting ready to do a story. And all of a sudden, four tow trucks surround their news van and block them in, making it impossible for them to leave. Now, why four tow truck drivers would stay loyal to a company whose owners are now criminally charged and likely the business is going to go out of business, one would suspect, I have no idea.
There is no audio from inside the vehicle. They basically just explained what Scott just explained. But those trucks move in very quickly, and they don multiple different tow company names.
So listen to this.
Huh.
One of the victims of the alleged tow scam says this was the runaround he got when they took his car. It was very hard to get his car back. Quoting here, "We can't help you. It's a Sunday." Or, "We can't help you. Not only it's a Sunday, we're going to keep your car here and we're going to charge you an overnight fee for keeping it here because we don't like the tone that you have when you're trying to get your car. We're choosing not to do business with you," Young said. And it's like, we were so frustrated because we were just trying to get our car back. We were mad at the situation. We're trying to pay you and go home. They are also accused of holding people's cars hostage.
They're also accused of selling them.
Correct. They are also looking for victims if you purchased one of those cars and now you can't title it because it was stolen.
Bob in Kansas City, 913-586-7798. Hello, Bob.
Hey, happy Friday, everyone.
Same to you.
Yes. Your question is, do you have to have a license in Kansas City, Missouri to run a tow company? Yes, you do. You absolutely have to have it, and it has to be followed certain rules. But the next time you have Mayor Lucas on the show, ask him why Kansas City has such a reputation for predatory towing, and why it's not been regulated better.
Bob, it had gotten better for a while. It had, because was so bad in the 90s and early 2000s.
It was. But you still hear the horror stories that people don't want to talk about, that I spent $300 to $500 to get my car back because this charge or that charge. And it's sad. It's really sad because there are people out there that don't know any better, don't know how to follow the rules, or not follow the rules.
Don't know their rights.
Don't know their rights, exactly. And it is a bad, it's a situation. There's a lot of tow companies that will take advantage of it.
Well, but I don't know that this is necessarily a city thing as much as it is law enforcement. And maybe that is the city, I guess. But what they did, because Dana's right, back in the 90s, it was such a problem, and even in the early 2000s, that they put tow companies on a rotator.
For wrecks, for car wrecks.
Right. But the city is not responsible, dare I say, for companies to just go out, tow companies just to go out and just start towing cars for no reason other than to make money off of it. The only thing you can do there is have the police department launch an investigation,
right,
and then a prosecutor, which has happened in Jackson and Platte County, in regards to Metro Tow, bring charges against these people.
Listen to this. Kansas City police have said they fielded, quote, numerous complaints about Metro Tow over the last several years. The same accusation is made by police in Platte. So to his point, police in Platte and at KCPD knew there were predatory practices going on. Did the system work in a timely fashion? I would say no. Is the system going to work in the end? Yes.
And it's wild to me that of these trucks that allegedly, well, we've seen the video, blocked in these reporters.
It's not alleged.
Two different tow companies.
Why? Why?
By the way, neither tow company is Metro Tow.
So let me get this straight, and let's not name them because I don't want to get in any trouble.
You can clearly see the logo of two different tow companies.
So on all four of the vehicles?
So you can really only see the logo on three of the vehicles. The two vehicles that were in front of the reporter's car
were from the same company.
One company, and then there's a blue truck on the left side that has a different company logo on it.
So, and I don't know this for a fact, but what is the affiliation between the two companies whose tow truck showed up to block in the Channel 5 news vehicle and Metro Tow?
Right, because
are they friends?
Because Scott, if you're a reputable tow company, Santa Fe Tow,
you don't want any,
you
Santa
don't
Fe
want
tow.
Anything to do with this. And I've always said, like, in the situation of a wreck, you want to know a tow driver. And we have used Santa Fe. It's not saying this because they're an advertiser. We have used them for years, multiple cars. Cars in Lawrence, we always use Santa Fe. Mm-hmm. What they're calling this, it's funny, unauthorized tow. So it's not like a customer says, hey, there's been a wreck, or my battery's out in my car.
Right.
You call Santa Fe, please come get it.
They're the only ones I'll use.
Yeah, but if you're parked, like some of these victims were like running into their apartment, kept their flashers on, came back out, car is gone.
Mm-hmm.
With no authority from the apartment complex.
No, I'm just towing
to allow
you.
The tow.
Telephone number here is 913-586-7798. Don't forget, we have Festivus Friday coming your way right after the 5 o'clock news, the airing of the grievances. We do it every Friday afternoon, and it's brought to you by Q39. Get your Q fix today at Q39KC.com. Let's get back. We're not ready for break. I'm still talking.
He's multitasking.
I know he is. Hardest worker in Kansas City. Let's get back to the tows that blocked them in. This was coordinated.
Yep.
It had to be.
Yep.
They are allies of Metro Tow. Otherwise, they wouldn't have done it. They also should be criminally charged.
Why is it only one tow driver? There were four trucks that blocked her in.
Right. What do you mean? Why was there only one tow driver?
There was only one tow driver charged.
With harassment. Yeah.
Oh, I see.
44-year-old James Basham.
They all should be charged.
I agree.
Yes. And quite frankly, if you can make out the company logo on the side of those trucks, I would argue you pull their license.
From the Jackson County prosecutor, our press should be able to report on issues in our community without fear, and any attempt to intimidate or silence them will not be tolerated. Mm-hmm. I'm starting to like me some Melissa Johnson.
She seems pretty aggressive. And
that, in a good way.
Yeah, that does not disappoint me. Kim in Kansas City. Kim, hello.
Hi. I was calling because when my daughter turned 18, her car broke down in a snowstorm, and within an hour, they had already called a tow service to come and pick up the car, and we went out there to go pick it up and to see if they could get it towed over to her house and just pay the additional, and they wanted $350 just to move it about a mile, and they moved it outside of the town that she lived in when they picked it up, and then they told us that because we were after 2 o'clock the next day to pick it up, that we had to pay another day storage fees, which are like another $120 on it.
I would turn them in, Kim. I would turn them into the city and the Better Business Bureau. At least in that case, they told you up front what it was going to be. Because with some of the predatory tow operators, you find out 2 days later and it's like, oh, it's $1,900. At least they told you up front, and I'm not okay with that. And that's why, Kim, keep a reputable tow service business card in your purse. Just always do. Because police will tell you even after a wreck, Scott, that I've had this happen. They will say, we have a tow driver on rotation on the way, or do you want to call your own? And I always say,
so you get the choice.
I want to call my own every single time.
So in Kansas City, they're on a rotator. I can decline the rotator tow.
My daughter's wreck was on State Line Road. It was on literally on State Line. And
which
so
side?
I don't. It happened right in the middle of the square. Does that make sense? Like both police departments responded and they were like, oh, like, hell, like we don't even know.
Half the cars in Kansas, half the cars in Missouri.
Yes. So it was either Leawood or Kansas City. But I remember saying, no, we will call Santa Fe tow.
Good. Smart. 913-586-7798, 586-7798, here on Dana and Parks. Somebody call Brad Pitt and George Clooney, please. Burglars tunneled through a concrete wall to gain access to a Los Angeles jewelry store, making off with at least $10 million worth of watches, pendants, gold chains, and other merchandise. The heist occurred last weekend, Sunday, 9:30 p.m. at Love Jewels on Broadway.
Oh, they love jewels.
In the heart, well, they did love jewels. In the heart of downtown's jewelry district.
Ocean, is that you? Danny?
Investigators were reviewing security camera footage that shows the suspects entering the store from a large hole they drilled from the property next door. They tunneled through multiple levels of concrete into the target location. An unknown number of suspects fled through the same hole, drove off in a late model Chevy truck.
Okay, but again, we've all seen Ocean's 11. What does one do with $10 million worth of jewelry? You can't just throw it on eBay and go, hey, we got $10 million here. We'll take nine.
Drive it across the country and sell it.
Look at the hole. Look at the size of that hole.
Now, I've heard some people suggest that this may or may not have been an inside job.
You would have to know.
It just so happened that they tunneled a hole perfectly under a desk so that they would be hidden from surveillance. The surveillance cameras were tampered with, and they knew where every single safe was throughout that facility.
And they knew how to get into them.
Typically, those safes aren't just, you know.
So, wait.
Hey, set your drink down on this side table here. It's actually a safe with $10 million in jewels in it.
When they tunneled, you're saying they tunneled up under a desk?
You know, like the big desks that have the room for the legs in the middle? They tunneled perfectly into one of those holes.
Oh, my gosh. That's brilliant. I'm not going to lie. That's brilliant. Why are we so fascinated with the heist?
Because it's brazen and because you wonder if they're going to get away with it.
Guess what? They didn't have insurance.
Oh, my gosh.
What do you mean the jewelry store didn't have insurance?
They didn't have insurance.
What jewelry store doesn't have insurance?
One in the Diamond District in downtown L.A.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, you might be thinking to yourself, the Diamond District, downtown L.A., this has got to be a wonderful place to go. It is not. I've been there.
Oh, is it shady?
I could think of some theories about why they wouldn't have insurance, but I don't want to go speculating.
In security video obtained by one of the television stations, the sound of a drill can be heard from inside the store. Once inside, the burglars then cut the camera's wires.
Very quickly.
How'd you know right where that wire was, sir?
Interesting.
Wow. Wow.
Interesting. Why are you so fascinated with it?
I don't know, because if you've ever watched Heist, and there's five or six different heists.
Oh, this will be an episode.
Yes. The documentary Heist is one of the best documentaries I've ever seen. Okay. One of them is a casino heist with an armored car. One of them is a whiskey heist.
The best is when they intercept the cash at the airport and it's too heavy for them to carry.
Scott, they know that there's millions of dollars coming in from Germany into the Miami airport.
Okay.
And so they legitimately have this brilliant plan to get all of the money. And it works until they realize that money is heavy. And they cannot
is very heavy,
physically,
actually.
These dum-dums. And what's crazy about Heist, Sam, to me, was that all of the ringleaders of the heists talk for the documentary. They sit down and talk about it.
They did their time. Yeah, they're so, more than
willing
to talk
about it. Oh, so these are real stories.
Yes.
Yeah. This is not like a drama.
Oh, my gosh. The Miami airport one is shocking how detailed it was up until the point they didn't realize they couldn't carry it.
They had an inside guy, the whole nine. And, yeah, they filled up these gigantic duffel bags with cash. And I think they ended up only getting like two of the bags out because it took so many people to carry the bags.
The armored truck one, Scott, it's like this woman's been on the job for 6 months driving an armored truck like to get the ATM cash to and from casinos, right?
Okay.
So they had just let her be the driver recently. Like she's graduated up to now instead of being the person that goes in and gets the money, she can be the driver. The very first day she's driving this armored truck with two other guys. The two men go in to get the ATM money. They're actual employees. The second they go in to get the ATM money from Circus, woman just takes off. She's like, bye-bye. And there's surveillance of her two coworkers coming out, scratching their heads, and they're looking for the truck. And there's interviews with them, and they're like, we just thought she was an idiot and got lost. Like, and they're radioing her. Like, you need to come to the west side of the building.
She gone.
Long gone. And let me tell you, you do not want to steal from a casino.
No, you don't.
You have to watch Heist.
So how much money was in the truck?
Oh, millions. But then here's the problem with the heist. What do you do with it once you have it? They all talk about that. In the movies, you get just millions of dollars, and then the next scene, you're on a beach, and you're living your life.
Right.
It doesn't work like that. You can't take $4 million in stolen money to the bank.
No, they were all talking about how they were going to have to bury the money and wait like 15 years before they could start spending it.
And do you know how one of the downfall of one of them, they told everybody, do not spend any money. And within a week,
somebody started spending
one of the ding-a-ling goes to a strip club with $100 bills and a brand new Rolex and starts making it rain. And they're like, what are you doing? You make $7 an hour.
What would you be able to do with all that money? You can't deposit it.
You have to launder it or wash it. And I don't know what that means.
Leave the country.
You can't get on a plane with that much cash either.
But as soon as they've got your name, good luck getting through a border.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
that woman, whoever was driving the truck, they would report her. They would know her name.
Yeah.
She would be reported. Try to get to Canada or Mexico with your passport now.
Try to sell $10 million worth of jewelry.
That's what all the cybercurrency stuff is for, right?
No, that's not what it's for, Dan.
Oh, okay.
News with Dan Weinbaum coming your way in 2 minutes. We got Festivus in 1 hour here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.